you know, Carl, that this is still April.
Yes, it is.
And April is designated as National Poetry Month.
And that's correct.
You know, part of my passion is poetry. So I think since we haven't done one for April, that I ought to give you one. But here's the little story that goes behind it.
Okay.
I recently visited some good friends. Excuse me, I have a flog in my throat here. Sometimes that comes up. Anyway, I recently visited some good friends who have a home on an ocean in South Carolina. Their home is magnificent. And so is the experience of the ocean. Now, you've listened to the ocean, haven't you?
I love it. It's the peace of life, in my opinion.
And the sounds are mesmerizing.
Oh, they absolutely are. Absolutely.
And the aroma, distinct and pleasant.
Yes.
Tides predictable.
Mm-hmm.
And its mystery profound.
And all of that.
Therefore, it inspires.
And we're now going to hear,
excuse me,
we're going to hear that inspiration.
You are. It's called Fripp Island Views.
Here we go.
Shimmering sea, azure shades of sky, ripples in a mirror, reflections of a high. There's distant blue and nearer green, experience first, then clearly seen. Close your eyes and feel the breeze, an ocean gift. Her nature pleased. This landward wind from blue beyond brings sailing songs from tidal pond. With bursting puffs of curling surf, the salted manna seeks the turf. In respect, the two abide as they struggle side by side. Yet rolling waves reclaim the sand that once was called a part of land. Then washing rain erodes the earth to claim a patch of greater earth. Could it be true for people, too, respecting other points of view? The ocean brings us many truths. We find its meaning and see its proof.
Magnificent. Thank you. That's beautiful. It is. I can hear the waves.
Those are the kind of things that I
can smell the spray.
Those are the empathetic feelings you get when you're either walking on the beach or sitting on a veranda just watching the waves come in.
I've always tried to get my wife interested in the ocean. She's not. I find that the most peaceful place I can be is near the ocean, and listening and smelling the salt water and the mist. There's something just so peaceful about it. I love it.
Well, some people say it's because we have salt in our veins.
Yes, without question.
And
where we came from.
Or we allegedly came from the sea.
Okay.
I'm not so sure that that's a, well, you know.
Unless we're extraterrestrial, that's another question.
Either way. I think that you came from the Pleiades, and I've been more.
Back of a 42 Chevy.
I think I came from a swamp down in South Carolina somewhere.
You know, one of the things we should talk about, and I did get an email about this, we should talk a little bit more about past lives.
Oh.
I got an old friend of mine, Ron Rigo. I've mentioned him here on the air before. Works out of Washington, D.C. Is an avid past lives enthusiast.
Well, can we get him on?
I've asked him, but he's a little shy of the mic. I'm working on that.
All right.
I would love to get him on.
But I'm willing to talk about that. I believe that I have lived before, and I think I know where.
Really?
Yeah, based upon some experiences that I've had in different places in this world where I felt I'd been there before, and I know the terrain.
I most assuredly, when I went to Europe, felt that I had been there before the first time I got there. And I believed as an American, when I was born in 46, now you have my age, ladies and gentlemen,
uh-huh.
That's where I died. And that would be World War II. And I feel that. I feel so close to that generation. It's amazing. It's amazing.
You came back quickly then.
I did. Hmm. As my wife says, he tossed you out. You got tossed out real quick.
I can see the divine. He's here. Carl's here already? What? Send him back.
Send him back or the back of the line, one or the other.
Well, we should talk about that.
I agree
with you.
Let's do that soon. Carl Sabatino and Roland Smith in the divine as we continue on here. Smith Sabatino, we're back.
America Weekend. Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Times are tough. Do you wish they were better? Well, wishing is the first step, but it takes more to get the genie out of the lamp. Here's the science of it.
I want to ask you a question.
What do well-wishers know you don't know?
Do you know anything?
They use mental performance to their advantage. Instead of just wishing, they mentally visualize successfully achieving what they want. Based on learning theory, also known as habituation, mentally rehearsing the steps to get what you wish for is far more powerful than just thinking or wanting it.
You got your wish!
Also, beware, the reverse is true. If you continually see yourself failing, you'll get the failure before the success.
You idiot!
What's the cheap psychological trick? Be careful what you wish for. You'll get it when you dwell and activate the steps to make your wish come true. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Another global warming reality check. Falsehood number 3. Global warming will help sea life. Fact, the ocean is becoming highly acidic because of contact with airborne CO2 from human activity. Many forms of ocean life use calcium carbonate to form their skeletons or shells, like coral reefs and shellfish. Ocean acidification destroys this kind of sea life. Now here's an easy home experiment that'll simply show how it works. Take a piece of chalk, put it in a glass of water, then slowly add a simple acid like some plain vinegar. The water will start to bubble, emitting CO2, and the chalk will simply dissolve. In 2005 on the West Coast, hundreds of thousands of seabirds failed to breed. Due to this ocean acidification, fewer phytoplankton, coral reefs, and bottom-feeding shellfish also means fewer fish for both human.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.